Then comes wage and salary administration. As we have learned, the definition of HRM, remuneration, is an important aspect, because without remuneration nobody wants to work. Everybody wants to support their family, to feed themselves and their family. Naturally they want salary or a wage. Let's understand what is wage and what is salary. Wage is something which is usually given on a daily basis or hourly basis, and salary is something which is given on monthly basis. So wage and salary administration, based on the contract labors, at times are given wages, and usually all the permanent employees are given salaries. So one has to have the right kind of job classification, job evaluation done for various kinds of people in a hospital, and based on what they deserve, based on their qualifications, experience, based on the type of work, based on the work environment in which they are working, various factors one has to take into consideration and then decide about the right kind of wage and salaries for your employees, so that they feel that they are getting what they deserve, or it is the best among the other industries or other hospitals that they are getting, whereby they are happy about working for your hospital. And of course, time management is extremely important for HR managing, because ultimately time is fixed. It is 24 hours a day. Nobody gets more time just because he is from a higher by birth, or he is young, or he is something favorable to some higher authorities or anything of that sort. Everybody has got a limited time in which one has to work and achieve the individual, organization and societal objectives to be fulfilled. Planning of events are also very important for all the employees, so that they are going to work coherently and achieve the quality services and achieve the patient satisfaction to the best, and incremental improvements should be achieved, as in ISO what we say. So for all that, proper time management is extremely important for human resource management. Travel management. Well, whenever there are multiple, a hospital chain is there, at times a person need to travel from one place to other for giving, imparting some quality education to the other employees, for some inaugural function, for public affair requirement, for community participation, for community requirement. There are various ways for which the employees of hospital may need to travel from one place to other. The ambulance will need to travel from hospital to the patient's residence if required. So their employees will have to travel. So all these travel management also is required to be taken care of by the HR manager. Payroll, of course, the right kind of pay should be given to the right person based on his qualification, experience, competencies, talents, newer thing that he has acquired, he has been significantly important in achieving some great thing for the organization. So all those things will lead to the right kind of payroll to be given to the employee, so that he is happily working and he is satisfied to work for you. So payroll is extremely important function of HRM, where he can do the wage surveys even for other hospitals, so that he can compare it and, if required, increase the salaries of their employees for the hospital, so that they are satisfied to work for your hospital. Well, employee welfare is another aspect which is very important, because ultimately employees are giving, say, practically half their life for the organization or the hospital where they are working. 8 hours a person is sleeping, remaining is 16 hours. Out of it, usually a person is working for 8 hours for a hospital or an organization. At times the doctors are working 16 hours or 14 hours in a day also, if required for the emergency and other things. So people are giving a lot of time for your organization or hospital, and hence their welfare is to be taken care of by you. And how you can take care of employee welfare? By providing them the right kind of transport facility from residents to the hospital by providing them a good AC bus if the hospital is comparatively at a far away place from most of the residences. So, transport. Then secondly, they are coming early in the morning, especially when they are working in the first shift, or they are reaching very late at night when they are working in the second shift. So you need to provide them the good quality food, potable water, their safety. Lot of things will come under employee welfare. For a female employees, you may need to give them a crash so that their children can be taken care of. In case some people are falling into the trap of some addictions because of the overwork, because of some of the other stress, as you know that to work in a hospital is a stressful thing. People are dealing with human beings, they are not dealing with things or tools, and hence emotionally you are drained at times when you are dealing with human beings, because the other person is narrating the pain that he has got and you are listening that, you are trying to overcome that. So naturally you are a human being and you are also emotionally involved in that. So especially psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, doctors, nurses, all of them are not only working very hard, but they are emotionally drained at times, and hence some of them may, due to lot of stress, maybe at home, maybe at the office, maybe some other reason, they may go into for addictions like smoking, alcoholism, some other drugs, etc. Then you may need to take them out of that. For that you need good counselors, good psychiatric service. For that also is going to help you in giving the right kind of employee welfare. Then personnel cost planning. Well, for a hospital, if you consider the budget of a hospital, what you need initially, naturally you need lot of money for getting the land for the hospital, making the right kind of infrastructure for the hospital, getting the right kind of equipments for your hospital. But once you have started hospital, the major cost of the hospital is employees. As opposed to many of the manufacturing companies, where the major cost of the manufacturing company may be the products, raw material, the transport and various other things for processes, etc., packaging and other things, and marketing. While here the where the personnel cost may be a very minor fraction out of the money that they are going to earn. But in hospitals and healthcare managements, it is the major cost. If we consider, it is the employees of the hospital, the salaries and perks and fringe benefits that you are going to give to your employees, they constitute a lion's share among the budget of your hospital, and hence one has to plan the cost of this personnel optimally and in a proper way. Otherwise your hospital budget will go haywire and you are not able to get the right kind of new equipments required for your hospital or the various other expenses that you need to have on day-to-day basis. You are not able to maintain that. Then comes performance appraisal. Well, whatever people, the employees are working, they are working optimally or not, they are giving the right kind of services to the patients or not, that is leading to the satisfaction of the patients or not, all that has to be controlled and monitored, for which one needs to do performance appraisal, for which one has to first establish certain standards, what is expected from your employees on a yearly basis or on a monthly basis, to find out whether as per those standards they are functioning, and as per that are they achieving the results or not, or is there any gap. And if there is a gap, one has to fill up that gap by giving them the right kind of advice, counseling, training programs, etc. So now let's understand the core or very important principles of HR management. First and foremost principle is integration of getting all the members involved. Well, a hospital is in a unique position to serve the community. We want the best of the quality services to be provided to the patients. The patients should be satisfied. It should lead to the good health of the community at large, whereby the national GDP is also going to increase, one can say. Now, how to achieve that? As I told you earlier, the most important resource in a hospital for achieving the organizational and societal objectives, of course, is employees. And hence, unless you integrate all the members, all the employees of your hospital or the healthcare management that you are running in a proper way, you cannot achieve the results, you cannot achieve the objectives or goals that you have put forward for you. Now let's take one small example. A sweeper is going to come to sweep the ward. Early morning, the nurses are going to start collecting blood from the patients. Before that, even they are going to give sponging to the patients who are bedridden and all. Then the doctor is going to come to take the round, the RMOs are going to take the round, then the consultant doctors are going to take the round. So suppose the sweeper comes late, 1 hour late, what will happen? How you can give the bath to the patient when the person is sweeping? The sweeper has to come much earlier. The housekeeping work has to be finished before all the other functions start. So unless there is a proper coherence, unless all the people are integrated into the functioning of the hospital in a proper way, you just cannot achieve the results. Everything goes haywire if the things are not being done properly. Imagine, before the consultant comes for the round in the ward, unless the lab reports and x-ray reports are ready, how is going to decide about the line of treatment for the patient? So one has to be prompt in giving all the services which has got the requirement for the next person to decide about what to do next for the patient. And hence, integration of all the members of the hospital is extremely important. Well, HR manager is going to develop various kinds of HR policies for the hospital employees. Now, these HR policies, when the HR manager is going to formulate, he has to take into consideration what is the vision of the hospital, what hospital wants to achieve over a longer period, what are the values of the hospital, what is the mission of the hospital over a shorter period, what it wants to achieve, how it is going to achieve that. All those things one has to keep in mind, and one has to formulate the right kind of HR policies whereby the employees are going to feel that they are not hampered or obstructed while doing their work in any way. It should be user friendly. It should be in such a way that people should be able to achieve their objectives easily. So it should be fair to all. Unless the employees feel that there is no discrimination among all the employees, they are not going to like that, and they are going to, it is going to demotivate a person if there is a discrimination done based on the level of the employee, based on the caste of the employee, based on the sex of the employee, or any of these things. Naturally will lead to lot of chaos in the hospital. There can be strikes also for such things. So HR policy should be fair to all. Human resources are most important assets, as I told you, especially for a hospital or a healthcare management, and hence tactful management is the key to the success of the organization. Somebody has rightly defined management as dividing this word management into manage, man, and T stands for tactfully. Since the human resource or the employees of the hospital or healthcare management are extremely important for functioning of the hospital, for giving the right kind of quality services to the hospital patients, relatives, and giving the right name and fame to the hospital for the future, it's extremely important that these employees are managed very, very tactfully, based on their education level, based on their competencies, based on their cultural values, based on their mission and vision of the hospital. One has to tackle them in such a way that right from sweeper to the top person, HOD of the various wards and the administrator and everybody, and even the trustees and all, they should be satisfied. They should be achieving what they want to achieve in a smooth, proper way, and hence they have to be tackled very, very smoothly, very, very intelligently. And emotional intelligence by interpersonal relationship also is extremely important for that, and hence to manage them tactfully is a very important aspect, a very important principle of HR management. One has to take into consideration the organizational culture and values. They should be accepted by all the employees, and they should be acted upon by one and all the employees of the hospital. Then only you can get the right results for your hospital. Well, what are the values of the hospital? Basically, a hospital needs to value the human being. The self-dignity of a person should be maintained, whether he is a sweeper, whether he is the poorest of the poor patient, or whether he is the richest of the rich patient. Every human being has got a self-dignity. Their self-esteem should not be brought down by your gestures, by your words, by any matter whatsoever. Every patient is important for you. Every person who enters the hospital is the king you should think of. That's what even Mahatma Gandhi has told. Like in marketing also we say customer is the king, but here we say that every person who comes to your hospital, he is not coming to take something from you, he is giving you an opportunity to serve you. That's what you should think, and you should feel reverence towards your patients. Then only you can give him the right quality services, and that should be the culture and value of the hospital. And if that is accepted by each and every person who is working for the hospital, right from the receptionist to the CEO of the hospital, then only it is possible to achieve that kind of goal, that kind of culture and value of the organization to be fulfilled by everybody. So these are the four important principles of HR management for a hospital. Now Alois Price has given us a 10C model for HR management. Now what is this 10C model? 10C means these words are starting from the letter C, and there are 10 such words which combined together is going to give us the best HR management for a hospital. First and foremost is comprehensiveness. Now, what we mean by comprehensiveness? It means that all aspects of HR, right from recruitment, that means when the person enters the hospital as an applicant, to post separation, that means after retirement also, as far as his financial aspects is concerned, his health is concerned, his transportation is concerned, his tools or equipments that he is going to use while on service or afterwards, all these aspects comprehensively has to be looked after by HR management, so that the person, the employee of the organization, feels that his self-respect, self-dignity, self-esteem is maintained. He gets the best service, best working environment, best equipments or tools which he can use based on his competencies, and he gets the best of the remuneration and perks as compared to other hospitals, other organizations, and his health is taken care of in the best way. There are no health hazards involved for him while working for the hospital. Well, we know that all the healthcare professionals have got certain health hazards, which can be in the form of some lab chemicals, the biological agents in the form of some organisms. You must have heard this. Those doctors who are working in Shivri TB Hospital, especially, some of them have suffered from tuberculosis if they were not taken care of properly, if the personal protective equipments were not provided, if they were overworked due to stress, due to the poor nutritious food that they were getting, due to the multiple factors which can be involved in tuberculosis infection. At times we see that some of the doctors are even, or the nurses are even, getting this problem. So it is the duty of the HR manager to see to it that all the employees' requirements for health prevention of or health hazards, for transportation, so that they are not getting harassment of transporting from their house to the hospital and taking 2-3 hours. Imagine a person staying, say, around he has to travel 2.5 hours to reach the hospital one way. Then you can understand, naturally he is going to lose his sleep, he is not getting adequate sleep, and lot of hassles are there just to get transportation from one place to other. So it is the duty of the HR manager of the hospital to see to it that he should be provided quarters near the hospital, whereby he need not travel much. Then comes credibility. Staff is going to trust the top management and believe in their strategies, provided the top management is consistent in what they are talking, consistent in their values, consistent in their mission statement and vision statement, and they are going to take their opinion while formulating those mission and vision statement as well. So then only the credibility will be there in the staff to trust the top management, and they are going to believe the strategies they have formulated for the hospital to run, and they are going to follow those strategies to achieve the organizational objective. Communication, very, very important. Whatever objectives have been formulated by the top management, they should be understood and they should be accepted by all the employees. Unless that is done, unless that has been communicated properly, unless the importance of that has been conveyed to them in a clear, concise way which they can understand in their own vernacular language, it is not possible for them to achieve those objectives in a proper way. So communication, effective communication, supportive communication is very, very important aspect for HR management to see to it that they are counseling even the top managers how they should communicate to their subordinates, to their employees, in an effective way. cost effectiveness. Well, as we know, to run a hospital, it requires a lot of cost. Right from the property, land, to the extreme care in the housekeeping, to the latest equipments, obsolescence of the various equipments that's occurring, to the acquisition of the highly talented doctors and nurses for the right kind of services, naturally you have to pay them a right amount, a good remuneration and perks. And the major cost is, of course, human resource or employees. So, whatever you are doing, one has to do the cost benefit analysis, and cost effectiveness has to be taken care of. So, whatever reward and compensation system you are going to formulate as a HR manager for your employees, it has to be fair, and it should appear to be fair to all the employees as well. So one has to be very careful while formulating the reward and compensation system for that. Creativity. Now, unless the hospital has got something unique, they have formulated certain unique strategies which are new, which are not being followed in any other hospitals, then only some creative ideas they are utilizing to achieve the high quality services to their patients, relatives and their employees, then only they will stand at a higher place, and it will be economies of scale also will be possible for them. So that creativity is something which should be inculcated in all the employees by the HR manager. So research and development, creativity should be very, very important aspect to be inculcated in the employees by developing the enthusiasm, the creation of the new ideas, like suggestion schemes, as I told you in the beginning. One should encourage them, even though certain suggestions may not be workable. One should not discourage them. One should explain them why it is not feasible. At the most, if that person requires to be answered, but one should encourage them as much as possible so that they are going to give us the newer and newer suggestions, creative ideas for improvement to occur in the hospital services. Then, as we told initially also, the important principles of coherence. Similarly, the C of the Allies Prince, which has given us, is coherence, where HRM activities and initiatives must make a meaningful whole to all the employees, whereby they can relate with what they are doing to the values and culture of the hospital, to the mission and vision of the hospital. So clear communication with coherence, which should be the responsibility of the HRM, to be followed for all the employees of the hospital. Then comes competence, extremely important. Unless the doctor who is treating the patient knows how to diagnose the disease, how to diagnose even the rarest of the rare disease if required, and of course one should not over diagnose anything. So competence of the people is extremely important, and as the newer and newer developments, research are occurring in the medical field, in the pharma field, in the nursing field, one should be updated regularly, and unless that is done, people are not competent enough, and then they are going to lose on with other hospital doctors, and that's how the hospital's reputation is likely to go down. And in fact, in today's world of information technology, where the patient can get the latest information by a click of a button, by a search on Google or various other sites, MedicWiz, and so many medical sites are also available. Unless the people are competent in their field, it will be difficult for them to face the questions raised by the patients, and hence it is the responsibility of the HR manager to see to it that all their employees are updating their knowledge. They should be sent for seminars and workshops regularly. They should be given an opportunity to learn more and more. It should be a learning organization all the time. And hence, to develop competence is extremely important for all the employees. So HRM strategies should be such that organization becomes competent to achieve all its objectives by competent people and by upgradation of their competencies periodically, regularly. The impact that competence has on society is the performance of safe and reliable products and services, and in case of hospital, the early diagnosis of patients, the prevention of diseases, all that thing will come, and some of the newer modalities of the treatment will lead to the reduction in the hospital stay of the patients, and at times total non-surgical interventions also can be there with the newer developments, and hence one has to be competent by acquiring newer knowledge by regularly continuing medical education. Control. One has to ensure that the performance of all the employees is consistent with business objectives, and hence one has to control the employees by periodically monitoring, evaluating their performance against the standards, which should be revised if required based on the international standards also, and hence one has to control them. And change, which is very, very important. Somebody has rightly said, everything changes in this world. There is nothing constant in this world except change. Change is the only thing which is constant in a way, so that continuous improvement and development should occur at every level, be it the latest equipments, be it the latest knowledge, be it the latest skills to be developed by each and every employee based on where they are working, and that's how one has to improve continuously by acquiring the latest change that is required to be acquired, and one has to develop further and further, which is very, very essential even for survival. Unless you change, you may not be able to survive also at times in the industry. So if your employees are not upgrading their skills, if your manpower, your HR, human resources are not competent by acquiring the latest changes required to be upgraded, your hospital will not achieve the hospital objectives that they have set forth for the next year, for the next month also at times. So initial survival of the hospital itself is based on the competence to be developed by acquiring the latest changes that are occurring in the field of medicine, in the field of healthcare. Commitment. Now, whatever one says that I am going to do this, one has to be consistent in that, and once you commit, one has to follow through and see to it that it is done. And for that, you need to motivate your employees periodically by various methods, and then only they can achieve the organizational goals. Otherwise, the slightest of deviation, slightest of the slack in the attitude of the people, it is likely that the employees are going to fall into the rut of doing the routine things fall into delaying the things. Procrastination is quite common, and hence they are not going to achieve the organizational goals which should be achieved. So one should be committed to what one wants to do, and then only one can achieve. So the society and surrounding community benefits from employers' commitment to provide employment opportunities that sustain the economy. Well, it is the duty of all the entrepreneurs, of all the corporate top people, to see to it that it is their duty to expand, it is their duty to give the maximum opportunities for the employment to be generated, so that the nation's population that is there, which is increasing day by day, they should be getting the right kind of opportunities for employment. They should be able to fulfill the responsibilities they are having for their families, and that's how the newer and newer manufacturing can be done, the services can be provided to the wider nation, the GDP of the nation will also go up. But for that, all the entrepreneurs, of the corporate hospitals, of various other organizations, they should be committed to go for further and further expansion, to lead to, which leads to better employment facilities for the population of the country. Now let's understand in the evolution of human resource management. We have seen initially the HR people were not required by people in a smaller organization. Most of the things were done by the top person. Then gradually, as the industrial revolution occurred and the number of employees have to be increased, the labors were being exploited, which has led to unionization later, and hence people needed the specialized field of human resource management. Of course, it was not designated as human resource management. Initially it was labor officer. It was more of a clerical thing, where they were just looking after the attendance of the person, the salary of the employees, etc. And then came the personnel management, where lot of functions were added, and today we are talking about HR management. And of course, even further than that, now we are talking about strategic HR management and human capital management, and so on and so forth, as the days are going.